parasha of Tetzaveh and Bigdei Kohuna looks to us like Hilchas Meshichse. It was Nagea, it Bezes Hashem will be Nagea, but to sit and to learn as if there's something we can take away from it in terms of our own person, Avoida, whatever it is, we tend not to see much. Demis is the Masha in Shabbos says that the two ksarim that Klal Yisrael got when they said Nasa v'Nishma was Kesa Malchus and Kesa Kuhuna. V'atem tili mamleches kohanim v'goy kodesh. We got mamleches and we got kohanim. Now other sforim say it in different contexts, that in the Kesa Torah, the Oilal Gabeya means it subsumes Kesa Kuhuna and Kesa Malchus, Man Malkir Abonan, so that it means that any person who tries to hold on to Kesa Torah needs to have something of the Inyanim of Kesa Malchus and Kesa Kuhuna, the Chiyuvim that are miyuchet to kohanim and to melachim are miyuchet to a ben Torah as well. So the kesa is not just something a person puts on his head to be proud of. It means it's a mechayev. The kinyonim of Torah are including themselves kinyonim of malchus and kinyonim of kahuna. And therefore we'll try to get a little bit of an understanding about some of the nekudas in Bigdei Kohuna and where it's shayach to a person who wears Kesa Torah, where's the Bigdei Kohuna? Where's the Kesa Kohuna shayach to him? So the begodim of Asisa v'koish l'aron achicha l'chovod ol sefaras. So the Torah says that the begodim are the begodim are a combination of Kavod and Tiferes. Those are the two inyanim the Begadim are there for. And the question really is, what is the Kavod and Tiferes? The Pashto Pshat is that if the Kohanim are dressed mechubedik, it's something nice for some mikdash, just like a Baal Mum can't be oivid and so on. It's something to be miyapid the Kohanim. That's the Pshat that sort of the sense that you have when you learn it first time. The Ramban says, he speaks al piderech soid, remez, he speaks about that the kavod and tiferes is not going on the kohanim, but when the kohanim wear the bgadim, it is a kavod and tiferes for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says it a little bit nistadik, but al kapanim, the toikif of what he says is that it's for the one who's sheikhin in the bias, their begodim are the covered interferes for him. He's not mazbe much more, and he leaves it at that. But al kapanim, the inyan of Bigdei Kohuna is to bring out covered interferes klapid Ribbono Shel Olam. The Goyen says a little more, and it's a Goyen in beginning of Gil's Esther. The Goyen says that he speaks about Tiferes and covered by Achashverosh. The Goyen starts and he speaks a little bit about two Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Havaya and Shem Adnus. One is Atzmusai, one is Malchusai. And then the Goyen says, V'hainu, shebebigdei kuna hoye nira atzmusoi. In the Bigdei Kohuna, there was a projection of atzmusoi, and not 100% clear. I think there's a double meaning. He means the kohen himself, and he means kaviyochol atzmusoi tribo yisham. That's the hemshech of the kohen. Machma shu noisei sashema kodesh olof. because the Kohen Gadol wore the Shema Kodesh Olav, so Vayetzarech Liyos Kodesh V'Toher, so the Kohen himself had to be Kodesh V'Toher, that was Shayech to Atzmusai, V'Gam Goydel Mem Shaltoi V'Oshroi, Ki Ba'ad Yishva Achas Omru Chazal, She'Nosno Olav Dine Zohav. So the Goyen says that two things came across in the Begodim, Kavod and Malchus. The Kavod was because it had the Shem on him. So B'Mela, there had to be an envelope of Kedusha and Tara. So one Inyan was Kavod, was Klape Atzmusoi. Pashtus is the Hemshel, I said before, meaning Kavayachod Ribayin Shalom. And then a second chelik was the memshala on the bria round. That's the goyin over there. And I've tried to a little bit explain the goyin kefi arkenu and understand a little bit of the oimek of this inyan. The Ribbono Shalom, after the chet of Adam Arishin, there's no such thing as a gilui without begodim. Anything, any person who I greet or meet, I need to meet in his begodim. And the closest I get to seeing a person and what his mehus is in the begodim. Two inyanim come across in the begodim. One inyan is nechbadus. In other words, the person himself, my tivoy, a person who wears begodim kuyim, tuloyim, revaval bigdoy, begodim that are meganed a person, so that's merit the cover of the person. And then there's begodim that are the begodim are mechabed the person, the mechabdusa. That is what the begodim are megala klapi the person himself. So one inyan of begodim is an inyan of the gilui of the person, my tivoy. The second inyan is the begodim are megala how much this person is mashpia on the bria. Big day malchus, which is a lot of the inyan of the Megillah that the Gaon speaks about. Big day malchus, abgodim, that are koivea ashpa on everything around him. So begodim have in themselves two inyanim. Both of them are inyanim of gilui. One is klapi the person himself. Who is the person? What is the person? How much of a nichpod or a nikla is he? And the second inyan that the begodim are megala are they're the ones that are kaiveya, how much the other person needs to defer. You have somebody big day malchus, everybody stands aside. Somebody wears regular begodim, I mechabed him, but I don't defer to him because there is no inyan of it in any way being mashpi on me. So kavod is a measure of the person himself, and tiferes, hispoer olai. Tiferes is how much a person is mashpia on the other. Hispoer olai means best me, become show me that you're better than me. When somebody is mispoer, he's trying to project his godless on that other person. That's true about Big Day Adam. It's true. Zelu Maseh, everything we have in Malchus, the Ara is a Maser Rekia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. When he's Mesiaches to the Bria, he's Mesiaches through what's called Begodim. Geus Lovesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Lovesh Begodim. And some of it is there. This is what the Goyim says in the Hemshech. Betzim, this is Hemshech. Some of it is Megala, the Kvod Shemayim Mitzat Shemayim. And some of it is Megala, how much the Shilton of HaKadosh Baruch on the Bria. So you have one Shem of HaKadosh Baruch, the Shem Havaya is Kaviyochel, the Gili of whatever was nitten to be Nisgal and the Bria Mitzat Kvod Shemayim. And then there's a gilu in the Bria of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has impacted the Bria. How much is Malchus Shemayim become the Malchus of the Bria? Those are the two inyanim that are Munach and Begodim, Malchus Ta'aras, us, and Zilumah says Malchus Shemayim. If we're to ask ourselves, where is in Tzuras Adam, where is their hanhaga that is doimet of Begodim? What are we talking about when we're talking about in Adam Begodim? So the Goyen says in Mishlei, Ezu Talmud Chochim Hayadei Lahafoi Chalukoi Kedarkoi. It's Gemara in Shabbos. So the Goyen says, Tikin Midoisov Kumei Shekosa V'lovish HaKoyen Midei Bad. In other words, the Goyen says that the Pchinas Begodim in Tzuras Adam, in Ruchnius, is person's Midos. In other words, like this. What's in my mind and my heart, nobody knows. The Maisim I do, they're a little bit of a Raya. This person gave a lot of tzedakah, vaistois is in a divlev. This person didn't give tzedakah, vaistois he has kamtzanis to himself or achzorius or whatever, and so on. But maisim are rayas to a person. We don't feel the person. I can ask about someone I don't know. Did he give tzedakah? Not give tzedakah? Did he daven? Did he not daven? I don't know anything about the person. And there's no gilui of the person through that. The gilui that we have of a person is through what we call midas. Is this person a kaisan? Is he a nadvan? Is he yosher? All of those inyanim are the inyanim that project the panemius of the person out. So if I heard that so-and-so didn't do this, I'm mistopic if there's a midah kamtzanis or not. But when I see his face, when he did or didn't give the tzedakah, I'll tell you, look at it, the person had so much tzar that he couldn't give tzedakah. If I stoys, he's an ani. If I stoys that he held halacha, that he shouldn't give it. If I see this person does it with a rugza, I can say this person is a kamtzan. So the Goyen is telling us that in the oilam of in the world of interaction between people and on people, the pchina of begodim is the pchina of what we call midas. We never, our mind and hearts are never open for gilui. The begodim of the mind and the heart are the midas, and that's where a person projects his mitzias out. The Goyen shells to this pasuk that the appropriate beged is not an objective beged, but it's midosai bad. I think the Goyen is meramis that to the Rambam's mahalach that midos, there's no such thing as being even more of a nadiv than you're supposed to. There's no more of a captain than you're supposed to. Midos need to be measured and weighed exactly. So just like a big suit or a small suit is not nice within itself, there's no yoifi in a big suit or a small suit. If it fits the person and it's tough for midosov, that's the shleimus of midos. So I think the Goyen is meramis that midos are the chelik that are correspond to begodim, and the fact that the right mishkal is that mishkal of being exact of midasibat. So the Gaon now is taking us to another realm of Avoda and understanding a little bit about what is Begadim and Bigdei Kodesh. The Begadim that a person wears are Giluyim, first and foremost on Kavayachal, whoever made this person, and they are the Mashpi on the Bria. The same way that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is Megal himself through something called Begadim, through different inyanim that is Levish, a person is Megal the Rebbeinu Shlomo through Begadim. If you look at the inyanim that the Begadim are Mechapa, it's very different than Karbonis. Karbonis are straight Averis, Chorus, Essay, Meratzeh, and so on. The inyanim of the Begadim have a lot more to do with Midas, with different inyanim, and that's why it corresponds, can I get the heart, can I get the head, can I get Azus Ponim, and Lashon Hara, and things that are not Be'etzim, it's the more Hanhagis Adam than Adam himself. The Kohen projects, the Kohen in his Avodah projects Ribbono Shel Olam onto the Bria. And if he's lekaved l'sif ares, then the Ribbono Shel Olam is mezgala in the Bria b'chvoidoi or b'tifartoi. If the Kohen is not b'chavad v'sif ares, then chas v'sholom, it's not megala, or chas v'sholom is megala hefer. That's true about the Kohen, and it's true about a person who wears the keser kahuna, b'toyres mamlechas kohanim. Let's learn a gemara together. And again, it's a gemara that most people know, but it's not learned meduyak enough. Gemara in Yuma Peivav. The gemara says, Abaye Oma Kiritanya, va'haftas Hashem Elokecha, Shei Shem Shemayim Yisayev Yodecha, Shei Kore V'Shoino Mishamis Tamei Chachamim. Person should learn, be Mishamis Tamei Chachamim, V'Yemaso Matonim Menachas Ma'Brius. Ma'Brius Oymus Olav, Asher Abba Shalom L'Teira, Asher Abba Shalom L'Teira, Olam L'Brius Shalom L'Teira. V'ru Kama Noim Drochav Kama Sikonim Ma'isav. So, the parashat we learn over here, it's Agav Urcha. Person walks in Beis Medrash, Beis Medrash is filthy, people get turned off. Person doesn't act nice, people get turned off. The one or two things I like to be medayik. Why did he mix in the father and his Rebbe? Aviv Shalom Torah, Rabbi Shalom Torah. I mean, it's bad enough that this is somebody who learned Torah and he acts like an animal. That's not bad enough. What's the Asher Aviv Shalom Torah and so on? And it starts like that. He says that So yes, is how a person comes to Talmud Chacham. So say sheyehei me Torah and how Torah is learned. Go back to other places and look up and pick up this. Look here, look there. Why does this come in here? Koyer v'shoyne mishamis chachamim. And then if he acts nicely, as what people say. I think that this sugi over here is dealing with exactly what we said. When a person learns, Torah comes from a sheirish. And when it comes from a sheirish, every person who's learning Torah embodies in himself the tiv of the sheirish as well. If I learn Torah as a study, at Semitic studies, So what's it megala, my behavior? Megala nothing. It's megala me. So even though I'm a good person or a bad person, it's not megala anything more than that. If I don't claim to be learning more than my own, this is my own chachma, means nothing. When I come and I learn something that my Tzuras HaLimud is, I'm getting something misinai, I'm kair v'shoyne, and being meshamish and mechachamim, then what I'm doing is presenting not myself only, I'm presenting Torah Misinai. And the V'haflas Hashem Lekecha is realized by Ashrei Oviv Shalom the Torah, Ashrei Rabbi Shalom the Torah. Adarabba, that's the main nekuda here. The main nekuda here is the only person today that can be megala what the value of the one who gave a Torah on Sinai is anyone sitting and learning something that he calls Torah Hashem, Torah Moshe. That's the only people. And when a person learns it with that surah, he learns it the Vahaftas Hashem Lekecha. If it's my studies, then it means how am I ma'av Shem Hashem? It's when I learn it with the sense that I'm carrying on a Messiris, and what I'm bringing out myself is a result of that Messiris, and this is the Torah Hashem, then b'meila people will take note of it, of the Oviv and the Rabbi. And after noting the Oviv and Rabbi, it goes back to Seif Kaladeiris, who was the Oviv, who was the Rabbi to start with. People don't notice what mitzvahs I do and don't do. Even if I do mitzvahs, a moly riman kemitzvahs, nobody stands with a checklist. His masom matone with the Brias is exactly the nekuda that we're speaking about, the Goyen's nekuda of what we call midas. His hanhog of the with the Brias over here, he says, his interaction with the Bria. We're talking more than just business. If his interaction with the Bria is the way it's supposed to be, that becomes a gilui of that Sheirish. And when the Bria say that it's Ashrei, a person should learn Torah, the pasuk that it says on it, Olo v'kosev oimer, v'yema li avdi ato, Yisrael asher b'cho espo'er. In other words, the teferes of the Ribbono Shalom is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus of Toiv is projected onto the Bria. And if the malchus of Toiv, if the person learns and he embodies Toiv, and he projects it on the Bria through that Hechetimtza, then he's called the Tiferes. He becomes the Tiferes of Yisrael Shachoy Spoyer. It's something that is a... if we ask ourselves, what should be a Ben Teres, his Yachsus, to the closest world of Hanhaga. I'm not talking about specific chiyuvim and isurim. There's a shoharach, a specific shoharach, what you're allowed to do, you're allowed to, what you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to, what you have to do. That's not where we're talking about. When we're asking ourselves, a person asks himself, I'm doing things that nothing wrong with it. It doesn't project terribly well. People don't think well of it. So we come along with Chil Hashem. Okay, so that's Betzim the sugya here. We always think of what's wrong as the Chil Hashem. We don't begin to understand the positive side of it. What exactly are we supposed to do? A person who learned, there's the chelik of Torah in himself. And that has also halachas, how Torah is niknis and has inyanim of midis and hanhagis and so on. That's one parasha. We carry kesa kahuna also. And kesa kahuna is something that is mechayev a person. The kohen is the one that stands between the Ribbono Shel'olam and Klal Yisrael. The k'tusha, that's Sheira and the Beis HaMikdash, is projected to Klal Yisrael through Shevet Kehuna. The begodim that Shevet Kehuna wore were the begodim that gave over the covenant tiferes of Atzmusai and Malchusai. Seeing the Kohen, it's only Mara Kohen. Seeing the Kohen, the only shaykhus we had to the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the Mara Kohen. So the Kohen himself carried on himself a Mara, and that Mara was Megala on Atzmusa Kaviyachal, on the Reimimus and the Nizgavus of the Rebbein Shalom, and imposed a Malchus onto the Bria, that the Bria is supposed to be Oisid Varoi and make Kimei Malchusai. A Ben Torah carries in himself that Kesa. That Kesa is not a trophy to hang on the wall, to decorate the wall. It's a mechayev. Now that we don't have kahuna, when people want to know what is kedusha, what's it mechayev, the only echitimtza they have is to look on somebody whose Torah is a Torah that pretends, at least, that claims to embody in itself a Dvar Hashem, that the person is living a Dvar Hashem. If a person does it right, or as much as a person does it right, in terms of his interaction with the Brias, it's megala to people the nesgavus of Torah, and it's mechayev them, and brings them into. It brings them into the Beis Medrash. And Chas v'Shalom the opposite. So we're talking here about something that's very central to what the Tafkei Ben Torah is. It's interesting. The parasha of Bigvei Kahuna is ki'ilu bookended with two parashas that really seem to be out of place. Hadlokas HaMenorah on the one side and Mizbeach HaKetoros on the other side. The Rishonim speak about each one, why it's Shalagim Koimai, what's it doing here, why is it mitzurf to the Sinyan, and so on. I'd like to be matzia a nekuda. The two inyanim, most of the inyanim in the Beis HaMikdash, like Akaros Kaponis and so on, were inyanim that stayed in the Beis HaMikdash. The Keteris, it says the Reach of Keteris was absorbed in Yericho. In other words, Keteris was the one thing that went out and reached out of the Kaisle Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, L'reach Shmonecha. The Reach, the first attraction that someone outside has to Torah, to Ribbono Shel'olam, is a Pchinas Reach. I didn't see it, I haven't heard it, I haven't met him. But there's a Reach from Sinai, there's a Reach from Yisrael Mikdash that stretches through the Gvulas of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that it says, Izim v'Misachim, and the Kalim have to be Miskashim, v'chulu v'chulu, all those inyanim. The Menorah says, the Arsameach brings a Medrash, I haven't found it, he brings a Medrash Tanchum at the Tzaveh. The Gemara Sukkah says that the oir of the by the people would be mishtamish with the oir of the avukas. The Yushalmi says the maracha. He brings the Arsameach brings a medrash tanchuma. I didn't see it. I didn't find it. That says the oir of the menorah. And he's done over there on Me'il and Kotz. It's a Me'il of the King. He's done on if you know that you're not that you're not Moil in Riyah, whether it means Dafka in Mara, whether it means they lit it specially for it, they lit it before. He's done halachadik. But Al Kaponim, I have a mocker that the Ha'or of the Menorah, and even without that mocker, the Menorah, it says, is Eidus L'chol Bay Oilam. It's meant to light out and shine out. So the two inyanim in the Mishkan itself, Menorah and Keteris, were both there to project outwards to Tiferes, and there people would see it. They'd be attracted to it. They would be drawn to it. that's a fitting beginning and an end of the Parsha Bigel Kahuna. For all of us, that Baruch Hashem was zeicha to be noiser the Kesa Torah as much as we can, holding on to it. It's a kalistic union, but as a klal of Bnei Torah, as the klal of Bnei Torah, we certainly are the Kesa Torah. Kesa Torah has in itself Mamlechas Kainim, Malchus and Kehuna. Kehuna is Mechayev, that the Kavod and Teferes of the Ribbono Shel Olam be projected through us. That when a person sees a Ben Torah, a person deheres that there's something higher, even if he doesn't know what it is. The first thing is he gets an Ata Kodesh, B'Shimcha Kodesh, he gets a certain deher that there is a Maila, El Yoina, beyond the world that he's used to. And it imposes itself. It draws in those outside into that Malchus. That's the tiv of a person who learns Torah and Yodei Laf Haluka, and he knows how to act in a way where his hanhagas appropriately project the teichen that he carries with him. We should be zeicha that our Torah should be a Torah that is a Torah that's lomdei aviv rabbi, that a person was mishamish and chachamim, and the sense of Torah coming from Sinai is the Torah that he carries, and more so, we should be zeicha that our hanhaga should project that type of Torah, and people around us should say, Ashrei aviv, Ashrei rabbi, that this is what's right, this is what's good, and we should be zeicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see in us Yisrael HaShebechoyes Parah.